All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America, coming to you from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. We have a great card lined up for you with Vampire Warrior defending the Interstate 74 title against Wildcard. We have the American Tag Team titles on the line with the Acolytes defending against Harlem Heat. And then, yes, as we saw last week, the two special referees from the American heavyweight title match getting a shot at each other. So we get right into it here. Devin Storm starts off the card against Brooklyn Brawler, and Storm makes quick work of Brawler with the sunset flip, getting the pin in a time of 1 minute flat. Brawler complains about the tights, but Tommy Young didn't see it. In a second match in Curtis's gauntlet, he faces Chad Fortune. Fortune starts to give a good match, but Curtis takes advantage by hot-shotting Fortune across the top rope and getting the pin with a small package in a time of 2 minutes, 26 seconds. The Interstate 74 title on the line now. Vampire Warrior defending against Wildcard. Wildcard gets another opportunity to gain the Interstate 74 title, a title he has come close to getting a few times. But Paul Jones nails him in the throat with his cane. Vampire gets the easy pin in a time of 1 minute, 4 seconds. Next we have Al Perez facing Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. And Perez and Garvin have a wonderful match. This could easily be a match for the Illinois heavyweight title. However, neither one of them have that title or any title at the moment. Garvin has the match well in hand as he goes for the brainbuster, but Perez holds onto the top rope. He falls on top of Garvin, but Garvin kicks out before David Manning can get into position. Perez takes advantage from there, making Garvin submit to the spinning toe hold in a time of 10 minutes, 39 seconds. Now we have Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara and Chief of Police Carla Red come down to the ring. They call me out to the ring. I come out with a bit of trepidation. I climb into the ring and extend my hand to both of them, but neither will shake my hand. Red has the microphone and informs me that tonight will be the last PWA card that will be held in Rockford. She has repeatedly requested that the PWA not request Rockford police officers or Illinois State police officers to work as security for their events. They should either have our own security or use the arena security, one or the other, but not involve the police, as unfortunately has happened numerous times in Rockford. Rockford's crime rates have spiked on the evenings when the PWA is in Rockford because the criminals know that the police officers are otherwise occupied. McNamara says he has talked with ASM Global, the operators of the BMO Center, to revoke the PWA's contract with the arena. However, the operators like the money the PWA draws. The money gained by Rockford with the PWA in town does not balance out the money lost through the crimes in Rockford on that night. As mayor of Rockford, with the support of the Rockford City Council and the Rockford City Police, he has gotten a cease and desist order against the PWA as of tomorrow morning. Red takes the microphone and states explicitly that the PWA has been banned from holding events in the city limits of Rockford from here on out. The crowd boos as the city leadership leaves the ring. I stand in the middle of the ring, stunned. This is all news to me. Eddie Gilbert and Danny Davis meet Rockford's delegation in the aisle, but they walk right past them. The PWA has now been banned from Rockford. Where are we going to be on November 6th? We'll have to see next month. I'll have to see where we can find another arena to house our shows on the first Wednesday of the month. But with all that out of the way, we move on into the matches. What the people came here to see. The wrestling, not the wrestling getting kicked out. Next match has Eric Watts facing off against the Grappler. And Watts wants to get the advantage in the match, but Grappler quickly vacates the ring. Watts gets the easy victory via countout in a time of 1 minute, 32 seconds. Alexandra hands Watts the microphone. Watts demands that Paul Jones and Grappler come back to the ring and face him like a man. Watts demands a match with any of Paul Jones's army right now. He's barely even warmed up. No one answers his challenge. So he and Alexandra leave the ring. Next match has Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against the Big Boss Man. Idol and Bossman have a great match. Bobby Heenan tries to make his presence known in the match. Heenan trips Idol as he hits the ropes. As Heenan celebrates, Idol rolls out of the ring and nails him from behind. Idol tosses Heenan into the ring steps. Bossman climbs out of the ring. He and Idol battle outside the ring. Nick Patrick tells both of them to get back into the ring. Bossman rolls Idol back into the ring. And as Bossman climbs onto the ring apron, Idol nails him with a running knee lift that sends Bossman into the guardrail. Idol climbs back out of the ring and drops Bossman onto the concrete floor with the suplex. Idol gets the pin while Bossman is in a figure four in a time of 27 minutes, 30 seconds. Next match has Terry Taylor facing off against Gentleman Chris Adams. Taylor and Adams have a wonderful match, a scientific classic for the ages. After 15 minutes of great scientific wrestling action, Adams gets the pin after a super kick out of nowhere in a time of 15 minutes, 36 seconds. Now one of the matches we have been waiting for. The two special referees actually getting to fight each other now as Iron Mike Sharp faces off against Jerry the King Lawler. And Sharp and Lawler pick up right where they ended things last week, that is, outside the ring. Sharp nails Lawler from behind with a chair while he is walking down to the ring. Sharp and Lawler brawl outside the ring until Jerry Calhoun separates them and gets Lawler into the ring. When the match officially starts, Lawler and Sharp continue to brawl. The fans are on their feet with the carnage that they unleash on each other. The carnage escalates without weapons until superstar Bill Dundee makes his way down to the ring. He yells at Lawler that he cost him the title last week. He should have been there for him last week, but he wasn't. While Lawler and Dundee argue, Sharp loads the arm brace and nails Lawler from behind to get the pin in a time of 25 minutes, 48 seconds. After the match, Dundee and Sharp double-team Lawler. Missy climbs into the ring and starts slapping Lawler across the face as Dundee and Sharp hold him. Dundee and Sharp drill him into the mat with a spike pile driver before Savage rushes the ring. As Savage gets to the ring, Dundee and Sharp flee up the aisle. Savage tries to grab Missy before she can escape, but she manages to get out of his grip. So Mark Lawrence comes down to the ring to interview the American Heavyweight Champion. Savage tells Dundee that he can't wait to get back into the ring with him. However, they've done the whole special referee route. They've had a no-holds-barred match. Now he wants to show that he can beat Dundee in a regular wrestling match with a real referee. He makes a challenge, but he's interrupted by Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Gilbert says that Dundee might be able to get another title shot, but it won't be automatic. Dundee will have to earn that title shot. Despite his personal reservations, Jerry Lawler is the top contender slot at the moment. However, Iron Mike Sharp has a good case to make for himself being that top contender. But Eddie is making the number one contender match next week between superstar Bill Dundee and Jerry the King Lawler. But Savage is not out of the woods. Gilbert challenges Savage to a match next week to prove that he is truly championship material. The title will not be on the line, but it will be a great match in Champaign next week. Savage eagerly accepts and leaves the ring to a great pop from the crowd. Now we get to the main event. American Tag Team titles on the line. As the challengers, Harlem Heat, who defeated the champions in a non-title match last week, finally get a shot at the titles. Harlem Heat comes down to the ring with Percy Pringle. They look very excited and confident as they climb into the ring. The Acolytes come down to the ring with Sunshine by their side. Can the Acolytes actually not look confident? Is that even possible? Both teams have a great match. Pringle and Sunshine stay out of the match, allowing the wrestlers to determine who is the better tag team. Bradshaw and Stevie Ray carry the bulk of the match. Harlem Heat gains the advantage through some double teaming, but Bradshaw manages to get the pin after a miscue by Stevie Ray, who hit Booker T with the spin wheel kick. So the Acolytes get the pin in a time of 17 minutes, 5 seconds to retain the titles. They are still your American Tag Team Champions. So again, this has been a bit of ups and downs this week, as we've had some great wrestling action and been informed that we are no longer welcome in Rockford. What's going to happen? You're going to have to stay tuned and find out. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.